I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. The school year is winding down and many students are cramming for end-of-year tests. Some are also putting their green thumbs to work in the school garden where spring planting season is in full swing. I visited a local school where digging in the dirt provides students with a menu of life lessons. It's just about noon on a warm, sunny Tuesday afternoon. The sound of shovels clanking and a steady stream of chatter echo through the garden at Hall Fletcher Elementary School in Asheville.
Wait, watch! You got a cucumber right between your feet where you dropped your shovel.
Fifth grade class is spread out, divided into small groups. Some are hauling dirt, others are getting ready to plant.
Half of the section is tomatoes, the tomato plants.
Caleb Workman is standing in the middle of the pizza garden.
And then this section, it's the pizza plants, where like different things for pizza.
Caleb and many of his classmates are old hands here in the school garden, thanks in part to the nonprofit Feast program. The organization reaches around 1,500 students every year with hands-on gardening and cooking programs. Kathy Cleary is a co-founder.
Combining the garden education with the cooking education is really awesome because the kids get to see the whole process from start to finish, and it makes them appreciate it that much more when they have a hand in creating this food from a seed to their plate. They are so much more likely to taste it and so much more excited about trying something new.
I really like how farm to table has been spun into farm to school.
Jeanette Broda is the nutrition director at Asheville City Schools. She says the hands-on food experience increases the chance a student will incorporate a new food into their diet. Peer-to-peer influence, she says, also plays a role.
So if you're gardening and eating kale with your friends,
it's cool. Kale is cool then.
Back in the garden, Gabriella Miller is mixing coffee grounds into the dirt.
What do you like? Do you like getting your hands in? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I like how you can get your hands in and all dirty, but at the same time, you can see life in the dirt.
What kind of life can you see in there?
Worms, roly-polies, little grubs, and some ants.
Beautiful.
Is that good? That dirt in my shoe.
Madeline Peck is an AmeriCorps volunteer who works with Feast as a garden mentor and says there's so many lessons woven into this class.
I think it incorporates science, math, like figuring out how much space plants need and things like that, social studies, cooking. It's just, I feel like it's cross-curriculum, really important, and I think kids oftentimes don't get enough time to be outside and get their hands dirty. I feel like it builds confidence and being able to see how, you know, manual labor is a different kind of product at the end. You're like, look what I did. It's so cool.
A wedge. And why is a shovel a wedge?
Soon the hour is up and the class is back inside for cool down and a recap with Feast teacher Summer Weldon, who says she finds some of the most valuable garden lessons may not be about the garden at all.
I had a little girl spend recess with me on her birthday the other day, and she said it was the thing that she really wanted to do with her time. And I wasn't always her favorite teacher. She wasn't always, you know, the student that loved gardening. There's a real therapeutic aspect, I think, to gardening, and we don't always see that until we're there and we're digging in the soil, and that's an opportunity to really connect with each other.
And it separates the earth into two places.
From the garden at Hall Fletcher Elementary in Asheville, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
Like this. And I'm using a